Okay, you.
So my pony's name is Oko.
Oko.
So I was riding.
Yeah. Oko.
So I was lining off on Oko, and then he just fell to the ground and rolled around, and I got the biggest shock of my life.
Hang on a minute. Were you on the horse?
Yes.
The horse fell down while you were on it?
Yeah, to roll around.
Oh my goodness.
So I got up and
were you
a big fright, so Regina beat him up. So
were you hurt?
No, of course not. So then, when it was my turn to canter, I got really angry with him, and I had a really bumpy canter, and I fell off. I got thrown off.
Oh my god.
And luckily I had my body protector on.
Right.
Or else I
now, if you hadn't been angry with the horse, would you have fallen off? Or was it just your anger that got you to fall off?
Of course I would have fallen off anyway.
Would you?
I would have.
So it had nothing to do with you being angry?
No, not really.
Was your attention distracted by your anger?
No, Dad. And so I fell off. And Regina was so angry, but I didn't cry.
Your teacher was angry with the horse.
Yeah.
Was your teacher?
Yeah.
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 And what happened next?
So I asked Regina, can I ride a different horse? I don't want to ride him anymore. So Regina said, who wants to ride Opal? Oh, and four people put their hand up.
Oh, they all wanted to ride the horse that had just rolled over.
Yeah.
Wasn't that very sensible of them? I wouldn't have wanted to ride a horse that had just decided it was going to sit down, roll over.
Or throw me off.
And then throw you off. But tell me, what horse did you ride next then?
I was very happy that she said that I can ride Norman.
Norman.
But which is a very slow pony, and he's quite old, so he won't throw me off.
Yeah, it was like riding an old man.
And I liked him.
Lovely.
I forgot. I tried to forget all about Opal. But I'm all right.
Oh, thank goodness. And I'm very.
And on lunch break, when I was rubbing the horses, and Regina called me over, and she said, and she gave me this.
She gave you a rosette.
And she said, congratulations from falling off a horse in one day.
And do you know who
got falling off a horse two times in one day?
Well, do you know what? Usually, horses get rosettes, right? Because they're good at jumping or something. But you got a rosette for bravery. You actually got it for being courageous enough to get back up on that horse. Or on a horse. And even to be courageous enough to get back up on, what do you call him, Opie?
Opal.
Opal. I mean, that you got great courage today. Wow. I mean, did you think of giving up and just going off and crying in a corner and...
No, I didn't think of crying in a corner, but I was thinking of giving up. But I asked Uncle, could I ride another horse? I still wanted to ride. I didn't want to just give up all of a sudden. Horse riding is my thing. And I'm going to keep it up.
And so I don't think there's a single rider who has ever won a gold medal in the Olympics.
Well, there is.
Who has never fallen off. I don't think there's one excellent rider who has never fallen off.
So this is my first time falling off in my life. Yeah.
Well, it's also your first time getting back up on a horse after you fell off.
Well, Dad.
Yeah?
That kind of is the same thing of me never falling off a horse in my life.
There's a distinction. There's a difference between falling off the horse. Okay, you fell off a horse for the first time in your life. But you could have given up and you could have stopped and that would have been one part of it. But the thing I am really impressed with is you got back up on the horse, not just once, but twice. Two different horses.
No, not two different horses.
You got up on Opal, right, first?
Yes.
And then, after Opal threw you off, or after you fell off, you got on Norman.
Yes. After Opal threw me off when he was rolling around, I didn't choose a different horse. I still went on Opal. I got really angry at him, but even if I didn't get angry at him, he still would have thrown me off.
Okay, that part I understand. But then
I got another horse.
He threw you off, and you got back up on another horse.
Yep.
Norman.
Yes, and Dad, I'm not done.
You mean the story isn't finished?
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Cool, what happened next?
So when four people put up their hands for Regine was like, I thought that she was saying in her head, like, if it can happen to her, then it can happen to these girls. So I better call in a helper. So I think I was right, because that's what she did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she called in a helper.
You expected that she would do that, and she did it.
Yeah, so she called in a helper to ride Opal.
That's very good. And you knew that was the right thing to do.
And I got a rosette.
And you got a rosette. What colour's the rosette?
It's, the blue is the thing inside, and it's green and orange at the outside. See, look at it.
I can't, I'm driving the car.
Just look in your back mirror.
Yeah, but the colours disappear in this light. It's, what time is it? 5:20 in the afternoon. I can hardly see any light. Hey, what's on this evening?
Halloween party at number 3.
And what time do we have to be there at?
6:00.
6:00. Not 6:15.
Oh, well, that's what Mom told me.
Okay, right. Well,
I want to be there as early as I can.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult.